very close to near my birthday for San Holo, and I got to see Just a Gent, Drew Lu, and San Holo all in one night. My first EDM concert, you know, and it was just such a great time. I remember feeling so, like, at peace for some reason, and so, like, at home and at place. And I think I've always had a soft spot in my heart for that scene, and I think it's because there's just so much combined passion for the music and so much, like, just love. Like, people just care about each other in that, and, like, everyone just wants everyone to dance and have a good time, and it doesn't have any of the, like, gross party aspects. Like, I mean, it does every once in a while, but for the most part, the community is, like, very against that, and so it nurtures a much healthier environment. And, like, it's fun to be able to just, like, make eye contact with someone and not think anything of it, and then dance with them, and then you don't have to exchange names or anything, and you can just move on, and, like, or you can and talk or whatever, and, like, everyone's very amicable, and I don't know, it's very low social pressure setting, which I think is really good for me. And but yeah, I had a great time at that concert, and it was just, like, it became very obvious that I wanted to hit more of those things. And as soon as I got to college, like, within the first semester, I saw 3 concerts. I was trying to, which is, like, not even the, probably that much, but, like, I was trying to hit as many as I could, especially electronic ones. And it was really fun to see San Holo again after, like, 5 years now. Wow. It's seeing his project evolve, how much electronic music has changed since then. That was, like, before he even had his first album, I think, which is crazy. And he also played some of the tracks that I remember finding, like, on YouTube when I was just, like, so young. Well, not so young, but, like, you know, young enough to be browsing music on YouTube for my, like, Minecraft playthroughs or whatever, right? And San Holo came up with, he has, like, a really great Snoop Dogg remix, and as well as the song I Just Want to See the Light, or I think it's just called Light, but it says I Just Want to See the Light. And that was a really powerful song for me as a kid, even, because I remember thinking, like, yeah, there's, like, there is a darkness in my vision that doesn't exist in everyone else's, I don't think, and I don't get why that's there, and I want to know how I can get out of that. Where do I find this light? How do I search for that? And very kind of thematically, I think, San Holo has tied the idea of light and vision into, and, like, color into his project a lot. And to kind of tie up his most recent album, Existential Dance Music, which is such a great name, he has a song called A Moment of Truth, which is basically a long soundscape and monologue, and includes kind of allusions or references to the song I Just Want to See the Light. And I don't know, hearing that was just very, it felt nostalgic and encapsulative, and I was surrounded by strangers and yet felt so much love and danced with some strangers and, like, just had a good time, and then reminisced with, like, going all the way back to, like, my first electronic concert and the random people that came up to me and were, some of them were, like, you know, can I say inebriated on air? Who knows? I don't know. They were not in their right mind, right? But still just, like, a great time coming up to chat with me and my mom. And everyone thought it was so cool that my mom came to this concert with me and stuff. And, like, it's just a good vibe and energy. And I don't know. I especially kind of mentioned, now that we're on to the next portion of the show. This is WMFO. It's not Button Pushers anymore. This is, like, a vibe hour. I don't know. We're just here until I play this last track and head out. I'm speaking into the void because I can. But it was very nice to be, like, just kind of on that boat and surrounded by people and listening to this music that's been a part of my life for a really long time, especially some of those really earlier tracks. Like, he did a couple of remixes of the older tracks too, to kind of give them a new style, tie them in with his more recent stuff. And it was just, I don't know, very healing, and I think music's kind of spiritual for me, and it felt very grounding, I think, in a time that right now I feel very, it feels a little tumultuous, a little uneven, a little bit like I'm losing some of my anchors. And I know that music, it has always been one of my anchors, and every once in a while I lose sight of all of my anchors, and I feel it slipping a little bit over the past months, and it felt good to be in an environment that was just like so surrounded by it, this feeling of like, oh, I like belong here and I want to be here and I'm having a good time. And it was just, it was really decent. And on that note, I think I want to play A Moment of Truth, which is the end of this album. It's a very good track, and some of the things in the monologue I think are really important, and an idea I've been grappling with for a long time is that I think people tend to hyper-focus on one or two of their traits, usually negative, and define their entire internal monologue and character on that, and make themselves feel more, you know, terrible than they are. Like, mostly people with social anxiety, I would say, tend to have this representation of, like, I'm either going to be deceived or I am deceiving other people, and it's just not true and it's not there, and you are so much more than like these one or two things. And this monologue kind of opens up with this person saying, I am not this one thing, I am not this other thing. And one of them that really stuck out to me a lot is the I'm not the noise in my mind or any of this disguise. I think that's really, it really resonated with me, because I'm noticing I have not only just an overthinking brain, but a over-observant one as well. And I tend to maybe not notice more than other people, but definitely different things. And I have so much noise in my head because of that. And I think it's just synthesization of data and, you know, the brain trying to do what it thinks it's supposed to be doing. But every once in a while, those paths are just so erratic. And then I hide them from people because they don't need to see that part. But then that feels like a mask, like I'm hiding it, or like a disguise, and kind of reshaping that idea into, no, it's not a mask as much as it is a guard. I'm protecting a relationship or a connection that I have with these people or just the other person or myself, by a natural processing of thoughts that everyone has to go through. I just have to sift through a lot more of them. But I know kind of who I want to be, and even if I have these erratic thoughts sometimes, like, I can dismiss them as, you know, it's just me having taken in probably a little bit too much information for a little bit and processed it in a weirder way than other people do. But I really like that idea of, like, I'm not all of the noise in my mind, even if it came from you. And internally, it doesn't have to be what describes you. You get to choose the parts of yourself that describe you and that you can nurture and continue to funnel. And there's going to be parts that you don't nurture that stick around forever. And you might not like them, and they don't have to be you. They can be something that you're dealing with. And I like that a lot. This just idea of, like, you are not the entirety of everything you've done, or everything, frankly, you are, even, is like you're a changing thing, and give yourself the space to do that. And so I really like that a lot. And finally, there's another line of just a feeling you can't describe, and I like that a lot. I think there's I am someone who likes to find understanding and logical reasoning and have a purpose and a reason for everything and find the connections. And sometimes there's just like a thing that you can't describe. There's not like a word for it. There's a limit to the language. And I remember Porter kind of described it once as like, oh, he made a chord progression and wrote some lyrics on it. And he was just overwhelmed with this feeling that this was no longer a song. It was an idea that he had to get out to the world. And he's like, I can capture it with like those words, but even that is not like the feeling of like that transition of like what it meant to have a product turn into a purpose and stuff like that. And like, I don't know, I think the feeling that you can't describe of coming into form and finding yourself is like, so it's indescribable. And it's captured really well in this track, where, you know, artists express their feelings in ways that the best they can. Maybe they can't describe it with words, but here's some sounds that can do it. And I think this soundscape really sets it up in a nice way. Finally, to talk just a little bit more about like the actual music of this track, there's a break in the middle where it gets really consistent, really low frequency, really just like I don't even know. I'll just mimic it, I guess. Like, it's like really slow, really slow, really low. Or I guess it's like a faster percussive hit, but it's like really low groove. Faster groove, slower percussive hits, low frequency. There we go. And but a little bit into it, there's this really like twinkling crystalline kind of synth added in the background, and it has so much texture and sophistication, and I think it captures a lot of San Holo's kind of ideas and projects of this light in the darkness, or this little bit of beauty in the monotone, and it's really good. So here is a moment of truth. Thank you for letting me monologue, spill out into the void, any truck drivers and or comrades who have signed in. So listen to me. It means a lot when you guys do. Thank you very much. And take care. Have a good night. Here is A Moment of Truth by San Holo. Fittingly at 11:11:11 on the studio clock.
Not my name or my height or the noise in my mind. I'm not my smile or my fright or my shadow that blocks the light. I'm not my face, or my eyes, or any of this disguise. I'm not my pain, or my sight, or the thoughts I fight at night. The wherefores, the whys, all the lows, all the highs. The hellos, the goodbyes, all the love, all the lies. Who are you? Who am I? Words cannot define. A feeling you can't describe. A truth deep down inside.
after 12
yeah.
hours. Yes, come on along. Anchor the way with the black eyed. I'll drink your blood like wine. I'll drop you off in Harlem with the black eyed. Out where the bullets shine. And when you're done, you cock your gun. The blood will run like lemons through your hair. Just come on along with the black eyed. We'll have a gay old time.
Oh, farm select. Have your tickets ready. See the dog face, boy. Hey, little
well, just come on along with the black rider. I got just the thing for thee. Come on along with the black.
New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a rat in a cage, pulling minimum wage. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, you're safer, and you're wasting my time. Our records all show you were filthy but fine. But they shuttered your store when you open the doors to the cops who were bored once they'd run out of crime. New York, you're perfect, oh please don't change a thing. Your mild billionaire mayor's now convinced he's a king. And so the boring collect, I mean all disrespect. In the neighborhood bars I'd once dreamt I would drink. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. There's a ton of the twist, but we're fresh out of shout. Like a death in the hall that you hear through your wall. New York, I love you, but you're freaking me out. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. New York, I love you, but you're bringing me down. Like a death of the heart. Jesus, where do I start? you're still the one pool where I'd happily drown.
Thank you. Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Last night,
It's alive.
Not alive, but a live day. It's WMFO's Live Day 24.
It's the annual event we've all been waiting for. It's WMFO's Live Day 24. It happens on June 1st at 9 a.m.
10, count them, 10 live local bands starting at 9 a.m., one right after the other. It's nonstop live music on the radio. Who does that anymore?
You'll hear
Jennifer Teft in The Strange, Gene Dante, Lovina Fall,
and many more. WMFO's Live Day 24. Catch it at 91.5 FM or at WMFO.org or your favorite radio tuner app.
Live Day 24, June 1st at 9 a.m.
Be there! Hey, that was great, but why are we shouting?
I don't know. I thought we were supposed to.
Walking outside, labyrinthian over cracks along under the trees. I know this town grounded in a compass. Cardinal landing in the dogwood. I keep going over it over and over. My steps iterate my shame. How come every outcome such a come down? Lately afternoon with the shades drawn down. Kept saying I just wanna see it. Saying what's wrong with that? Needle shaking outlines in a compass. Every outcome such a come down. Tell my friends when I love them. Maybe I should have gone out a bit more. When you guys are still in town, I got too caught up in my own shit. How every outcome such a come down.
Holy, love, holy, love, holy. Turning it down. I'm listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.